This is the Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network, one daily news story well told. I'm Jenny Rose. This is a story about hospital chaplains who are ministering through the COVID-19 pandemic. Some say they're seeing more people asking questions about their eternity. Stay tuned to learn more.
Did you know that you can explore Liberty University's 7,000-acre campus from home with a virtual 360-degree tour? Discover their world-class academic, athletic, and dining facilities from a distance and get all of your questions answered through a one-on-one video session with an admissions team member. Don't put your dreams on hold. Text CHARISMA to the number 49596. Again, text CHARISMA to the number 49596.
Ministry for many hospital chaplains has changed in recent months as COVID-19 sweeps through the United States. CBN News reports that several chaplains are seeing an uptick in people asking questions about their eternity. One hospital chaplain, Rocky Walker, is a veteran who fought during Desert Storm. He calls himself the, quote, COVID chaplain. He's now working in a unit specifically for coronavirus patients, many of whom are intubated or even unconscious. Family members can't even visit them. Since his job has changed so much, he's learning to connect in new ways with the doctors, nurses, and medical staff that he's serving. Walker tells CBN that he's noticing what he calls, quote, battle fatigue among hospital workers who spend long hours helping COVID-19 patients. He says this, I'm observing what I think is a second wave of this, and that is a wave of depression, exhaustion, and weariness on the part of healthcare workers themselves, end quote. Kathy Disher, also a hospital chaplain, is seeing a similar trend as Walker is. Because of that, she's offering a 10-minute spiritual time. Medical workers can call in, meditate, listen to instrumental music, and just take time to take a break and breathe. As medical staff deal more and more with death during the COVID-19 pandemic, retired Major General Doug Carver, who oversees over 700 Southern Baptist hospital chaplains, says patients and hospital staff are asking more questions about eternity, about suffering, about disease, and about death. Carver says this, I would just ask for churches and pastors to continue to lift up the work of our healthcare chaplains. Listeners, will you stop and take a moment today to do just that? Keep tuning in to the Charisma News Podcast. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News Story. This is Jenny Rose. Join me for another news story every weekday. God bless you.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joy Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.